Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me for the first time Sean Kunkun. Sean has over 15 years of experience in the capital markets and mineral exploration and development sector, and as the president and CEO of StrikePoint Gold, he is involved in the company's marketing, financing, corporate development. He has developed long-standing relationships with the extensive global network of high net worth individuals and investors and individuals, analysts, brokers, investment bankers, and private equity groups. And I've known Sean for the last number of years, quite a few years actually. I've learned to know him quite well, so I'm really happy to have him with me today. Before we say hello to Sean, I would like to just point out that StrikePoint Gold trades in Toronto under the symbol SKP. You can buy it down here in the States under the symbol STKXF. It was trading earlier today at around 12 cents Canadian. That's about 9 cents in U.S. money. Very typical for these exploration companies these days. Very, very low priced. I think it now is the time to pay a lot of attention to them. When nobody else wants them, that's usually the way it is. 88.6 million shares out, $8 million market cap in U.S. money. So that's the website is strikepointgold.com. Just jot that down, go there, and check out the story after you hear what Sean has to say. Thanks for joining me, Sean.
Yeah, Jay, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, it's really good to have you. A young fellow like you that's starting out with quite a bit of experience, though, I must say. And I've known you for a number of years, so I'm really glad to see you taking on this role at StrikePoint. I guess we should start out by just telling people, because your story is a pretty new one. Tell our listeners a little bit about StrikePoint. How did it come to being? A little bit about the history. Just take a couple of minutes to do that, if you could, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jay, it's our history does go back a number of years. I think back to some property tours we've done together over the last 10 years, and different opportunities. And this time right now, and here we are in May 2019. It reminds me of previous opportunities going back to 2005, 2008, 2014, where you get these moments in the precious metal sector where projects or companies offer some very, very interesting value from a historical context. And it's coming off one of those lows, the 2015 low, that I really repurposed StrikePoint. I've been the CEO of StrikePoint going back to 2013, and in 2016, after the gold price got down to about 1,000, the Venture Exchange, our primary listing, was down at 466 points. We'd gone through the 2000 low, the 2008 low on the exchange, and I thought it was a good time to start a gold company. My thinking was, the majors that are producing gold were not replenishing their inventory, and there was a void and an opportunity to secure mineral inventory. My focus for StrikePoint has been precious metals. It's silver, it's gold in Canada. And the thinking was we could build an inventory through acquisition and surgical exploration, and that to ultimately then sell the company to a mid-tier or large-cap gold producer. And, going into some of the more detail there, going back to 2016, we started with a big portfolio of properties in the Yukon Territory. So we picked up the old Ryan Gold package, a package that back in 2011 was valued, in the hundreds of millions of dollars in terms of market cap, and we were able to acquire it for $150,000 in cash and by issuing some shares. So we started with a big portfolio in the Yukon that came with a $30 million database. And because it was a very, very smart deal, and we were able to attract some very renowned investors, we've raised about $10 million in order to pursue this goal of securing mineral inventory. And we found ourselves in a position last year where the valuations continued to be depressed, and we've acquired two very, very high-grade, one is a past-producing asset and the other is a high-grade discovery, both in the Golden Triangle in BC.
Yeah, I want to get to that, and I want to ask you about the property that I know you're spending most of your time on, the Willoughby. But before we get to that, Sean, I'd like to also ask you to talk a little bit about the corporate structure, because to me, in my way of thinking, when I look at new companies that are starting up, who owns the stock? Very important. And how much of the stock is in strong hands? We don't like to see shares held by people that don't have the ability to stay through and hang on to them through thick or thin. And maybe you just talk a little bit about about your share structure and who owns the company. Who are the major shareholders?
Yeah, you know, when I think about the listeners, your subscribers, and new potential investors that are looking at StrikePoint, I think that the one thing that comes to mind for me is we have a very solid foundation in terms of our market capital structure. If you break down the 88 million shares that are issued in StrikePoint, we've got two corporate shareholders. These are publicly traded companies that are active in the very same area that we are active. So we've got Ascot Resources and Skeena Resources, two companies that your listeners may be familiar with. Mm-hmm. So Ascot and Skeena collectively own about 20% of StrikePoint. And they receive that interest in the company by divesting assets to StrikePoint. Mm-hmm. And we've got a very, very renowned precious metals investor in Eric Sprott as an 8% shareholder. And then, very, very proud to report we've got some very, very recognized, astute, renowned precious metals investors. And it's really a global group. We've got a fund over in Switzerland that is a shareholder. We've got a fund out of San Antonio, Texas, US Global. The fund in Switzerland is the Gold 3000 Fund. And then we're well represented in Canada with institutions in Vancouver and Toronto. So 30% of StrikePoint is institutions, 20% the two corporate shareholders. Eric Sprott's position is almost 10%, management and consultants 10%. So in the hands of the retail public, we've got about 30% of that 88 million shares. It works out to about 20 to 25 million shares.
Yeah, it's very good, very important, a very big plus to have that foundation there. We don't have a lot of time, so I want to get on to the Willoughby property, which is really what you're planning to, I think, focus on mostly this year. I was very happy to see you pick up the Porter Silver Mining project. It was a past mine that is a high grade, but your focus is on Willoughby. So tell us a little bit about Willoughby and what your plans are for it this year, Sean.
Sure. So I think one thing I'd like to reference is Willoughby is located 4 miles east of Red Mountain. And mm-hmm. Red Mountain, within the last 30 days, was acquired by Ascot Resources. Ascot is taking the Premier Mine back into production and has been actively acquiring projects in this area. So they acquired the Silvercoin property in October, and now they've taken over IDM Mining and the Red Mountain project. So Willoughby is set in the same type of rocks as Red Mountain. And, like Red, the early exploration indicates we've got a very, very rich, high-grade gold and silver system. So I'll just highlight one drill hole that was drilled in the past, 20 meters grading 25 gram gold and 185 gram silver.
So very impressive.
Yeah, very, very impressive and not unusual for the Golden Triangle. Mm-hmm. Just a note here, with the Red Mountain acquisition and the existing acquisitions, Silvercoin and the existing Premier, Ascot is in one of the top percentiles for grades globally. I think they're in the top 10 percentile, with a 7-plus gram deposit. And, this is what drew me to the Triangle. It's an area that, is well endowed with some very, very high-grade high-grade gold and silver grades. And you've got, an increase in the infrastructure and also, you know, we've got, you know, much higher gold prices than when these mines were operated in the past.
Right. Right.
So both of those things lead us to the opportunity we have today. But, you know, what we'd like to do here is we'd like to get up to Willoughby and IDM, using some new geological interpretations of some folding that's occurring in the area, has led them to some big exploration success. So we're looking to use that same geological thinking to bring some new discoveries to the Willoughby property.
All right, and with just a couple of minutes left, Sean, what about your exploration plans this summer up there, and how long can you work up there?
Yeah, so, you know, we've got properties that extend into the valley that can be worked year-round. But our focus right now is we're razor focused on the first phase of drilling that should take place within the next 30 days. We're honing into June for a drill program at Willoughby, and the first phase is will be a 1,000-meter drill program targeting six holes. You know, we're looking to have that conducted in June and then come back for a phase two in August.
So you use the phase one to learn what you can about the structure probably, and then pinpoint your targets more accurately, hopefully, in phase two. So we could have some results here when, Sean, if everything goes well, phase one results might be what, end towards the end of the summer or when?
You know, I would think that before we start phase two drilling in August, we'd have results from the first phase of drilling. And you know, like you said, when we started this call, Strike Point is it's a new name in the precious metals arena, and Willoughby is a property that you know is not really on the radar. So I think it's we're going to put a lot of effort into bringing some awareness to the work we'll be doing.
Well, certainly, if you can come up with anything close to the kind of drill holes that you just mentioned a moment ago, the 20 meters of 25 grams, 185 grams of silver, it will bring about some awareness, I can assure you that, especially as thinly, as small as your market cap is. I think these shares could get a good percentage rise. You never know for sure. Even in a weak market, we've seen, Sean, some really of the spectacular results bring about recognition in the market. So I'm really optimistic.
And I look at other companies in this particular part of the world, in past seasons, whether it was a GT Gold or even a Garibaldi Resources. What I think we have the potential to do based on our share structure, based on our shareholders, based on our current market cap and share price, I think we have the potential to be the 2019 discovery story in the Triangle. And if you look at, it is a tough environment right now for resource stocks, but this is when projects like this really shine. And I think investors, precious metal speculators, have come to areas like the Triangle, like established camps like Nevada. We're starting to see it in a few areas in the world where, you know, there is a healthy appetite, with companies, and especially for Strike Point with, the case of Pretium or the case of Ascot. We're seeing projects that are relevant where, Ascot had just recently announced a $10 million financing and upsized it to $15 million. So we're seeing a lot of investor demand and interest in this particular part of the world.
And, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
no doubt. We'll have to leave it go at that, Sean. We're out of time. I'm excited about it. It has that kind of potential, no doubt about it. Of course, we underscore the word potential because this is a very high-risk, high-return business. But now, if you can buy them when they're down like they are now and you have some success, it can be very rewarding. Thanks for being with us, Sean, and we'll look to do an update sometime in the near future.
Thanks so much.